Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Mama 7. Up early. Day one of a wonderful approach. Devotions 2021. It is an amazing day, an amazing year. You know, one, I'm glad we're not in 2020. It's sad when you put relation to this year opposed to all the other years. I'm so glad that we've made it out of 2020. And now we're in 2021, and 2021 has been a lot better. I promise you it has. Has it been without challenges? No. Will this devotion be without challenges? No. There are challenges. There's opposition. There is trials and tribulations that have, they were here before the fast. They will be here during the fast. I'm not sure, though, if they'll be here after the fast. I have seen some real miracles come and really perform and be amazing during this time frame. So I just want to encourage everyone, do expect the most. Expect the best. You know, this is one of those times where I tell people what you want out of your relationship with God, make it clear. Now is the time to go forward, make it clear, spend the time, give God the glory, and really see what is available for you in your life. For my people that are new to fasting or just, you know, it's been a minute, whatever, I can tell you these first 3 days are the most challenging. These are the days that you'll forget that you're fasting. You'll be like, man, it's 4 o'clock. I haven't had a soda yet. I'm going to stop and pay attention and go into my, go get me a soda. No, not doing sodas. Oh, yeah. This will be the time where everybody wants to take you to lunch at your favorite fast food restaurant. And you're like, oh, no, I'm not trying to do fast food right now. You know, you will be surprised how we have allowed the craziness of the world to become our norm and really overindulging ourselves and our senses. This is the time where we say, okay, we're going to submit to God's will. We're going to put God back in control of our lives. God belongs in control of our lives, honestly and truly, because God can see more. It's not that you don't have good judgment. It's just that, like me, I'm 5'7". I can only see things that a 5'7 person can see. Now, if I were 6 foot, I'd have a little further reach on the vision. But I'm not. I'm 5'7". That's it. God has the ultimate view. He can see upwards, down, sides. It doesn't matter. In the past, in the future, all of that. All that's there. And God has access to it. And so those decisions that come from God, we have to begin to understand that they come from such a high place that we have, if we're logical, if we're sensical, if we're smart in a little bit, we're going to listen. We're going to pay attention. We're going to go ahead and say, okay, I see it. I acknowledge it. Okay? But while we're working through that, you know, because we have to work through it, you know, don't feel no kind of way through all the triggers that may be popping up in the next 30 days. Don't feel no kind of way. Write it down. We'll deal with it later. But through these moments, we're going to be breathing, just really, really breathing, really focusing on how do I get to wonderful, not pretty good, not it was a win for me, sorry for you. No, let's look for the win-win situations this 30 days. Let's take it with a grain of patience, you know. I have that honey close by for all my little sharp-tongued individuals. Keep that honey close to you, you know what I'm saying? Let's spend that time getting ourselves together and really being focused on who we are and who we want to be. Who did God make us to be? So let's work on that. Let's make that our goal for this particular fast. Let's say we're not going to just allow the world to have access to us for the next 30 days. And I promise these first three are the hardest. After that, it becomes natural. And that sounds kind of crazy. Natural to be listening to God. Natural to be pulling back from all these excesses. Natural, we should already be there. You know, that's what this particular fast teaches me each year. Because I'm like, man, how do I get this far away again? You know, how come I'm not staying here? The tides of the universe can make us drift, okay? Well, that's why we have to go through this practice. And I hope everyone has decided what little personal thing they're going to be giving up or either increasing for this next 30 days. I announced mine. I'm going to be adding exercise in every day. And that's a major commitment to me. And that's something I've never done before. I've never committed to do any type of working out or never committed that ever. But it's time to give something new. You know, I've done the soda. I've done the bread. I've done cheese. Oh, my God, the cheese. I thought it was going to kill me. But I'm adding this workout. You know, as I'm looking at 50, I'm looking at it. I can see it clearly. I want to take more care of the temple. You know, I know that I'm not just a spirit. I also have a temple that houses this strong spirit. I need a strong temple to house a strong spirit. So let's go ahead and get working on that. Let's start putting some things in place that are going to help us long term, okay? And then also, I'm reading from a new devotions book. Da-da-da! Little Handy. Let me see. The Little Handy Notebook of Devotion 3. This is the third book called Aligning Yourself with God. How important is that? Aligning yourself with God. And so there's 30 days of things to think about, exercises. This book, I think it's twice as big as the other book. Because there was so much to share. So much to speak on, and we got to start applying ourselves, you know, as to how we're going to get this accomplished in this 30 days, okay? Tonight, everybody will have their fast buddies, and so, you know, you will be getting that text. When you get your fast buddy, please reach out to your fast buddy. Understand, fasting is not easy, one. It's definitely not easy for everyone. And while you're helping your fast buddy could really be helping you, could be reminding you of some things that are important to you, okay? So if you want to read along with me, just let me know, and I can get the book mailed out to you. And checking out the exercises in this book are awesome. You know, this book is the beginning to me, true self-development. When you can go through and say, okay, I know this, I understand these things, it will really give you something to look forward to. So day one is on spiritually protecting your family. How important, how necessary. We got some real family stuff going on too, okay? Everyone I know has a family member in trouble, has family member going through a crisis of sorts. Whether we're talking about physical challenges, mental challenges, emotional challenges, we still don't know the full effect that COVID has had with us isolating away from ourselves, away from our family, spiritually protecting your family. Not everyone has a full spiritual or religious lifestyle going on, and so it's hard for them to say, you know, some people need prayer. They know they need prayer. They just can't get to it. You know, they can't humble themselves. They can't work with themselves. So now is a great time when we're making prayers for ourselves to a couple other people so that you can say, okay, look, can I pray with you? You know, I have my nephew. I have to teach him a prayer. You know, he has asked me point blank for this prayer. I have to stop what I'm doing and get it to him. How are you going to have a young person tell you they want prayer and then you drag your feet? So during this particular devotions, I have two or three people that have reached out to me and said, I need prayer. So God always continues. To me, that's a blessing to have someone say, look, I want you to help me with my relationship with God. And that is such a blessing, such a blessing. And just to be able to pray with someone and to encourage them on their way. Gotcha. And so be able to encourage them. This is all the things that we need to help us in our life and help us in our journey. Okay? So, yeah, so spiritually protecting your family. First thing we got to talk about is who is your family? Now, we have all kinds of families. We have biological families. We have spiritual families. That's what we're doing right here. Some of us have fraternal organizations, sororities. We got some Eastern Stars, some Masons. We have all types of gatherings together that we call family. And one of them we can't choose, and that's the one we got to pay attention to. We have to make sure that we're doing the right thing for our family. We can't fight internally. Ancestors do not like that. Ancestors will not pick a side. Very rarely have I seen where ancestors will pick one over the other. We've got to work together, okay? We have got to make peace, even if the peace means I'm over here and you're over there, but we still have to be able to pray with and for each other. We still have to be able to have some level of basics with each other. And, you know, this is something family relations will make you lose your religion, family relations, but we have to do it, because if we're not taking care of our family, then we're not taking care of anything. You know, we don't get to kind of jump ahead and say, okay, well, I'll reach out to the community. You don't get to do that. You have to take care of your family. You have a responsibility to teach your children and to care for your elders, period. I didn't say the elders that you like. I didn't say you have to work with the family that y'all get along and y'all go shopping together. No, family. That has to mean something somewhere. And where it starts meaning something is where you're willing to spend your spiritual energy. I have 10 fingers and 10 toes. There's never enough time in the day for me to do all the things I want to do. But there's some things I got to do. And taking care of your family is the first part. And doing something very basic, like making prayer and pouring libation for those that are living and those that have transitioned already. These are basic energies. These are basic things that we need to be doing, okay? So we all have that particular family member that will challenge us and keep us going, keep the drama going, the drama and everything else. You know, part of spiritually protecting your family, in my small opinion, is also making sure that you keep your temperament about yourself. You can't be going off on your family members. Don't forget, our words have power. Our words have power. So we can't sit around and have all these negative thoughts and wishes and spouting this ugly mouth. We can't do that in our family. Because I promise you, anything you do for and with your family, it comes back to you. That's anything now. Positive or negative, no matter what you send out, I promise you, you're getting it back. So, and when you deal with family, you're getting it back twofold. Don't send out that negativity. Let the first thing you do for your spiritually protecting your family is not be part of the harm for your family. How about when we work towards helping our family and being there and loving and everything else that we do for our family, that we not be part of the problem? We got problems. Actually, our family members should not be part of that, though. Okay? So today I need everybody, and this is spiritual, but I need everybody to pay attention to what you're doing, especially when it comes to the words you share with your family. Pay attention to that. Pay attention to who you call family. I had to correct my youngest. He's this man and this man. I'm like, hold up. When you call someone a man, I want you to know that you're empowering them. So make sure that before you go and empower someone, that this is really what you want to be doing with your words. And when you call someone a child, understand what you're doing. As a child, you are bringing someone down to your level. Is this what you want to do with your words? So, you know, today, let us think about kind of what we want to do, how we want to do it, how we're going to be presenting ourselves to our family and spiritually protecting them. First with our prayers, then with our skills. Whether that means, like, you know, mine, they get in those white baths. Solomon calls the sticks and twigs. I'm like, yeah, get in there with them sticks and twigs, whatever. You know, we have to work on our spiritual development. And we have to include our family as part of that. So, day one, family. The book is chock full. So the book goes on the 3 and 4 pages of exercises on how to spiritually help your family, how to maintain a spiritual household. You know, spiritual household, that list you got, no cussing, prayer, this, that, and the other, those are spiritual household things. I know everyone knows last year was Tyler's first year to fast. Well, this year I gave him his first Quran, his first Islamic spiritual book, okay? And he, you know, it was like giving him a holy grail. You know, he held it carefully, and I was like, oh, my God. And so, I mean, he took from it exactly what I wanted him to take from it. And then the next day, I looked and I saw the Quran was sitting beside his Alegba. And he doesn't know that those are two different spiritual systems. He doesn't know that. To him, these are all tools that we use to speak to God. So he's like, hey. And I know for a fact that all of his precious things, all the things, the mementos of life in his little 15 years of life, he puts with this Alegba. This Alegba is guarding his greatest treasures. So for that book to be with his Alegba, for him to think of it as a treasure and as one of his spiritual tools, it really made my heart sing and helped me to understand that he gets it. He gets it. He knows what he's doing. So I just want to encourage all of you, find a way to tap into your spiritual family. Find a way to encourage spiritual groups to study a little harder, to pray a little harder, you know, reach out. I mean, I know my goddaughters are working on their list of prayers, but everyone should really be working on their list of prayers. Let's make sure you're getting the prayers in. That's number one. This is our first level of protection, making those prayers. So those are the prayers. That's what I'm going to work on. So I'm flipping now to my the first devotions book, Closer to God. I love this book because it has 30 prayers in it and all different kinds of prayers. You know, I do a lot of research on prayers. Not as much as I want. Can you imagine that? I can't wait till I don't have to go into this job anymore and I can sit back and pray constantly. I can't wait till I can go back and sit back where I can pray and spend time researching prayers constantly. You know, this is my joy. This is what I'm hoping for. So, but I love the devotions, the first devotions book, because it is chock full of many different types of prayers, different understandings, different religious understandings, and I translate them all to English, and then we work on it from there. But so this book is, this prayer is called God's Creation. And as I was doing my own prayer meditation this morning, I was like, how easy is it for us to disconnect from the humanity and the global family that we are all a part of? You know, as we have all of this negative energy floating around our global families, and as we have so many people in pain, and I promise you the protests are just a moment away, and as we have all this going on, our global family is hurt. Our global family is really, really feeling it. Part of the work that we'll be doing in at the water will be prayers for humanity. You know, and I'm I feel some sort of way about taking on such a big charge. How in the world are we going to be praying for humanity? Humanity, what? You know, I'm like, oh, my goodness. How do you form those prayers to impact humanity? And God's like, you know, one mouth at a time? You know, the answer was so incredibly simple that it embarrassed me. You know what I'm saying? So the answer is you do it the same way you pray for yourself, the same way you pray for your children, the same way you pray for your community, the way you pray for all these angels on the line, the way you pray for everyone. That's how you pray for humanity. And I was like, okay, well, if that's the charge, I can do that. He's like, of course you can. So, you know, as we talk about our spiritual, protecting our spiritual family, we have to extend that. Our spiritual family doesn't begin and end in our house. We have to be open and willing to understand we have a lot of people in pain. And if we can do something to help the pain, that's what we do. And seeing how we're a spiritual organization, that's where we begin, okay? So today, the prayer, creation. God of the universe, we thank you for your many good gifts, for the beauty of creation and its riches and varied fruits, for clean water and fresh air, for food and shelter, animals and plants. Forgive us for the times we have taken the earth's resources for granted and wasted what you have given us. Transform our hearts and minds so that we can learn and care and share, to touch the earth with gentleness and with love, respecting all living things. We pray for all of those who suffer as a result of our waste, greed, and indifference. And we pray that the day will come when everyone has enough food and clean water, species. And help us to willingly share your gifts today and always. Amen.